We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. It's a Dolphins Friday brought to you by Gunther. Get your new Kia with Gunther Plus at Gunther Kia or online at GuntherKia.com. For car buying done your way, you got to get to Gunther. Hello.
They're playing in London, huh?
They're playing in London.
Hello.
Hello. No Devontae Parker, no Xavier Howard.
Out?
Out, out. Out, out.
We should still beat them, though. So, they're the Jaguars.
Well, okay, but let me ask you this. Does Tua need to do it? Does Tua need to be the difference in a winning or losing team? I hope that he is. Yeah. And as I kind of play it out in my head, defense has been wobbly as of late. Okay? And now you don't have Xavier Howard back there. So the offense has been wobbly the entire season.
Wobbly.
And
they're just laying on the
ground. And you don't have Devontae Parker. So does it need to be Tua Sunday? You're breaking down the game, and obviously you'll do the pregame show on Sunday. You're breaking it down. If Tua balls, they win. If Tua is pedestrian or looks like Jacoby Brissett, they lose. Is it that simple? I don't know.
It's not that simple. You can get to Trevor Lawrence. The defensive side, you can get to Trevor Lawrence. But, no, to that point, think about all the good teams. If their backup quarterback's playing and their starter's returning that week, you expect to see a difference.
Yes.
That's the thing. So, yes, Tua needs to come back. And even the narrative on this season, the storylines, Tua comes back and the offense looks the same, you start questioning Tua. This would be where I would start questioning Tua. If he comes back and you're still scoring 14, 17 points, is he the guy? Because Jacoby was doing that.
Right, right. Your starting quarterback should come back. Now, the only question mark would be if he's not 100%. If he's playing through significant pain or if he's got a big flak jacket on where he's got no mobility, then you have to take it all with a grain of salt, I guess.
I hope, and I'll be – we'll all be able to know if they're trying to protect his health.
Right.
That'll be sad. Everything's quick, running the ball, throwing all quick out. They don't want anybody to touch Tua. Like they're treating him like a piece of, you know, fine china. That would upset me. So don't if he's not ready to play, don't let him play. If he's ready to play – put him in the game and run your offense. And that's what I want to see. But it's a bad feeling if this offense doesn't improve when your starter returns.
They've taken the Dolphins game off the board in Vegas right now to reconfigure it, knowing that Xavier Howard and Devontae Parker are officially out. So I will keep you updated throughout the program on the line when it comes back, and we'll see if it's different than three. Today is a loaded potato. Football Fridays always are. We had an amazing time at the Panthers game last night. I got to play for you later the Steve Goldstein call from Bally Sports Florida. I don't know if you heard it, but
no.
The overtime winner. Goldie's going to join us today. He's coming on in the 4 o'clock hour. Mike Cuno from CBS4, he's coming on this hour. Lee Sterling, sports handicapper, he's coming on in the 3 o'clock hour. And our old pal Jimmy is going to come on with us at some point today and make some picks himself. Jimmy was at the Panthers game with me and Solana last night and Steven as well. And Jimmy's going to join us because we've had a very bad run of luck with our professional pickers. In fact, you were off Wednesday and Thursday. Yesterday, Rob Pizzola gave us, and this was a heartbreaking loss, but he gave us the Tampa-Philadelphia over last night. And it was over 52.5. So for whatever ridiculous reason, the Eagles go for two. The total is 50 at that point. Helps us out because 52.5, had they gone for one, it was going to be 49, and I was certain it was going to end on a field goal and we'd lose by a hook. They go for two, so now the total is 50, and Tampa's got about 6 minutes to come down and score a field goal, and we hit the over, and it was a brutal way to finish because they were able to kneel on the ball starting with 2 minutes left, and they were at the 10-yard line. I mean, it was a little chippy. So, Rob Pizzola, my greater point, starts the week out after going 1-4 the previous week, and Lee Sterling, who's coming on today, went 1-7.
Ooh, Lee.
So Pizzola starts out 0-1 with a terrible loss, and so Jimmy is going to pick some games for us this afternoon. And, you know, we'll ride happens. Jimmy. Why not?
Let's ride Jimmy. Got
ride him right to the bank.
Man looks good. Got him a haircut.
We have fun. Hey, did we have fun at the Panthers game last night?
It was a blast.
Yeah, we had a blast. Wasn't that fun, Salon? It was a good vibe opening night.
I loved it.
Yeah, it was really fun. It was really fun.
Trying to rub it in, or what are y'all doing?
And we had Ryan, one of the owners of Funky Buddha, was with us. I mean, we had a cast of thousands.
Squatted.
I'm sorry?
We were squatted yesterday.
That's not a phrase.
Squatted?
Squatted.
No one says that.
Like, squat up!
I don't think we were squatted.
We were squatted. No. Of course that's a term.
I don't know. I might be too old for that. I've never heard that.
No, you're not too old.
Squatted?
That's no one
says
that.
Yeah, you roll in. You roll into a stadium. You got your squad with you. You say, hey, we're squatted.
No, I understand what a squad is. I've never heard we were squatted.
We were squatted
yesterday. But I had never heard, you know, nice fit. He's got a nice fit. Like, that was a new thing 6 months ago or whatever. And I was like, oh, okay. I didn't know that existed.
And that's something.
Right.
Squatted.
No. Speaking of squats, how about benching? We had Doug Plagans on the show yesterday. Bench 315.
Doug benches 315.
Doug Plagans benches 315.
He got me.
I mean, Moeller didn't want to mess with him.
Yeah. No,
yeah.
No.
I told Plagans the reason you weren't there yesterday is because you saw him bench 315 on Instagram, and you don't want to mess with him.
Bro, that's six Cadillacs, though. That's three on each side, the big boys.
That's what we were saying to him. And, man, he was like, yeah, put it up with no problem.
See? I don't even know why people want to be that strong just to live.
Yeah.
I really ask that question like the guys in the gym. 450.
It's a lot of, yeah. Yeah.
You know, now that we're not in front of Plagans, I feel cool saying this. I mean, the guy at Crowder, the guy that, you know, can bench 315 and is posting it on social media. Like, all right. Okay.
Yeah. Now you want to say it? Interesting.
You'll say it to nobody.
He was shining his shoes at the FLA Live Arena.
You don't say that in the face of a guy that benches 315. I'm with you, Solana.
All right, let's get headlines here, start out the show, and then we'll get into our regular Football Friday merriment. Here is Alejandro Solana with your Friday headlines.
These headlines are brought to you by Golf Miami-Dade with 5 convenient courses. Book your tee time today at golfmiamidade.com. I do want to remind everybody that today is a Dolphins Football Friday, and it's sponsored by Gunther Kia. Get your new Kia with Gunther Plus at Gunther Kia or online at GuntherKia.com. For car buying done your way, you got to get to Gunther. Some other Dolphins notes, by the way. The Finns are in England. They're practicing in the countryside.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like when Rocky went to the countryside in Russia, right?
Yeah.
Are they running through the snow in the countryside?
It's truly a majestic practice field that they're on today. Yeah, Joe Shad had some pictures. There's a couple people out there, a couple reporters out there.
Take a look. I want to see what it looks like.
We were at like a high school.
No. This is top-notch facility. I mean, the pitch that they're practicing on, oh, tremendous.
It's slippery. Like the soccer field, they need to be slick. Right. You know, all the slide tackles. I don't know what the hell they're called.
Yeah. It does look majestic, but it also does look like a high school.
Oh, yeah, that's where we were.
Yeah.
No. That angle is the beauty, the
like
pretty
it's pretty.
Angle.
You see the grass and the trees and whatever, but it doesn't, like.
Swing the camera 90 degrees. You'll see a little bitty bathroom. They're at a YMCA. Yeah. That's the same field. Yeah. Okay, I'm not jealous.
Brian Flores, you mentioned Xavier Howard and Devontae Parker being out, and we know Tua is probably going to play. Brian Flores did say something else that I thought was interesting. Same offensive line that we saw last week in Tampa Bay.
Okay.
Whew, Austin Jackson.
I mean, what are you going to do?
I hope he can become a good guard, but you draft a guy first round to move him to guard a year later, that's almost admitting that that was a mistake, to be honest.
A reminder, the game's 9:30 a.m. from the Northumberland Development Project, which is the home of the Tottenham Hotspurs.
I did not know that.
That's a nice stadium.
It's not at Wembley?
No.
What's it again?
The Northumberland Development Project.
Oh.
Home of, did you hear me? Tottenham Hotspur.
I got you, Tottenham. Didn't you play at Wembley?
Yeah, why didn't they leave Wembley? Wembley was
cool. Well, they play several games in London throughout the season. I think some are at Wembley. I think they move it around.
I believe all the NFL games moving forward are at this.
Tottenham?
This stadium, yeah.
Tottenham! Hello!
Hello.
Deep breakdown.
The Panthers did beat the Penguins 5-4 in overtime yesterday. It was Carter Verhaeghe's game winner in OT. Bobrovsky, kind of our guy last night. 43 saves.
He was excellent.
Yeah.
Let in 4 goals, but he was excellent. Like he was, and he's going to get the start tomorrow night, Coach Q has already said.
Yeah, that game's at 6 p.m. at FLA Live Arena. It's a rematch against the Islanders. I believe that's the team that eliminated the Panthers. Remember in that playoff bubble a couple years ago?
That was in the playoff bubble. Well, they didn't really make the playoffs in the bubble, right? They had a play-in game.
Right, and I believe it was the Islanders that eliminated them. And then last year—
They were eliminated by the Islanders, though, years ago.
2013
when they were
something.
In the playoffs.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
the first game I went to.
That's right. Yep.
First hockey game ever, and P.K. Subban was whooping ass.
Yep.
Is that the game where Trocheck was tripped?
I believe it was. Mm-hmm. That's your go-to line.
Finally. Yeah.
Finally, you have a time to use it.
Heat-Celtics tonight. The Heat did lose yesterday in preseason. They're no longer undefeated, but let's be real. It's preseason. Who's keeping track of it anyways?
Yeah, you jackass.
6:30 p.m. tonight. You can hear Jason Jackson on the call on 790 The Ticket. Pre-game show begins at 5:15, which means Hawk and Crowder will be on WQAM only beginning at 5:20.
Just quickly, why did they play Udonis Haslem?
Did you see who was left on the? I mean, there was no one left. It was either UD or Spo.
He's 53. He's been in the league forever. What does he need to do it? Come on, man. Spo, get out there.
That game's also on ESPN2 tonight. We'll have your full slate of college football games for you in the next hour. Miami does play UNC tomorrow at 3:30 p.m. and Inter Miami plays Columbus at 6. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center. Call 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. It is partly cloudy right now in Miami. Tonight, the lows will drop into the mid-70s. That's your weather.
All right. Mike Cugno from CBS4. He was at FLA Live Arena last night. We were talking with him before the Panthers game, and he hosts Dolphins Weekly Live, of course, on CBS4 as well. So could talk a little Panthers, can talk a little Dolphins with Mike Cugno here in a moment.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Come in!
Hawk and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mike Cugno is impossibly fit.
Impossibly fit?
Impossibly fit, because Solana and I hung out with him a little bit last night at the Panthers game. He is impossibly fit.
How did you find that out?
Looking at him with my eyes. Am I lying? He is impossibly fit.
I mean, he's clearly in shape. If you're asking me, he could use a little whey protein.
A little whey?
A little whey.
Whey.
Too right. Thin. A little whey. No. He's not thin. He's cut. I think, you know, he could use a little whey before his workouts or after his workouts.
So the whey does what?
increases muscle mass, helps you increase muscle mass after your workout. I'm nitpicking here. Cuño looks great. I'm no one to talk, but impossibly fit.
Impossibly fit.
I mean, he's not entering Mr. Olympia.
And I'll tell you something.
This year.
I'm telling you that. Yeah, but I'm not. I didn't say impossibly muscular. I said impossibly fit. It's a totally different thing. Crowder's a vegan. Cuño's so much more fit than this guy. And Cuño's eaten a McRib on the show before. And, you know, Crowder with his tofu and his cauliflower pepperoni, it's ridiculous. All right.
What, it was a waste of 26? What are you talking about?
Probably 23. 23? I think it was a 23 with a belt on. He had a belt on to hold the pants up. We're going to go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Mike Cuño, sports anchor on CBS4. You'll see him Sundays as host of Dolphins Weekly Live. And as I said, he was out at FLA Live Arena last night for the Panthers opener. You are impossibly fit. What size waist do you have, Cuño?
32, I think it is. 31, 32, something like that.
Yeah, that's impressive.
I stopped going Solana for a, you know, heavier weight. The older you get, the more things hurt. Just like the little things. We were talking yesterday. Doug Plagans is out there saying he benches over 315. I've never sniffed that. So I don't need to be that big. So I remember, I'm going for longevity, not for size here.
What about Crowder with the veganism, though? I mean, it's enough already, right?
I feel great.
You need balance, Crowder. You know, humans were made to eat meat.
Boom.
Actually, we weren't.
Yeah, we are.
Our digestive system is built like cows, not built like lions.
Yeah, but you're just repeating what you heard from some doofus, and I'm going to repeat what I heard from some doofus, which is you, Cuño. I'm sorry. But that is how we were built.
That's fine.
How can something dead fuel something alive?
I don't know, but cows also have four stomachs, and we don't.
Yeah,
we're not supposed to eat like cows.
Yeah, and I have to spend 4 hours with this guy, by the way, with those types of questions.
Fancy. Positive, negative, yin and yang. It's been said throughout the years, Cuño. I'll send you some
A lot articles. Of nonsense has been said throughout the years.
Send me whatever you want. I'm not going
to
read it.
I'll send you a McRib. That you'll go to town on. I want to talk Dolphins, but the Panthers, though, what an amazing finish last night. You talk about the cardiac cats. I mean, they had no business coming back from that game. And to walk out of there with a W last night, that was something.
That felt good. I was afraid of what the storylines would be had they lost the game, because obviously the Penguins had just played. They had a few key guys out, obviously, like Sidney Crosby. So it would have been like, wait, hold on. There's all these expectations for the Panthers. Then they get their home opener against a team that's kind of limping into South Florida, and you lose by two goals. So I think, Ekblad bailed them out there in that third period, because had they lost that game, it would have been a little bit of questioning, I think, what's going on. Were they not ready? Were they feeling themselves a little bit? So it was good that they got that win, so at least they don't have to deal with those questions.
Mike, way too early prediction, but all we've heard is this is the year. Is this the year?
Yeah, I mean, right now they're still on pace for 82-0. So I think they're until they lose, until someone beats them, prove it to me. Prove it can happen. I think this is the year. It sets up differently with the playoffs. Obviously, you're not going to just play the same 6-7 teams over and over and over again, and then have to possibly go through the Lightning in the first round, which is ridiculous. That should have been a second or third round matchup there last postseason between the Panthers and Lightning. So, yeah, I think the year, they make a little bit deeper run. This is definitely the year it happens.
And Bobrovsky will be in goal tomorrow night, by the way. Coach Quenneville, let that be known today. Let's shift gears. Let's talk a little Dolphins, because the Dolphins are in London. First, Mike, hello.
Hello.
You can't, right? If you say it to someone, you cannot help but say it back. If someone says it to you that way, you can't help but say it back. And Mike just proved
it. I honestly thought you just had a brain fart. I was trying to bail you out. I didn't know the noise you just made. So.
Nope, that was actually my breakdown. Does it need to be Tua? I asked this of Crowder when we started the show. Does it need to be Tua who leads the Dolphins to victory on Sunday? Because the defense is going to be missing Xavier Howard, and they've been suspect the last couple of weeks anyway. The offense is going to be missing Devontae Parker. Not that he was there last week, but they've obviously had troubles all season long. Is that your heart monitor? What's going on? Are you okay? Are you coding?
Yeah, it's just when you get too close to another car in traffic, the car beeps.
Stop tailgating. What are you
in check?
What are you doing? Why are you tailgating?
Nah, this thing's got like a range of 50 yards. I can't help it.
Got one of the new cars.
Does it need to be Tua, though? Is Tua the guy that has to make the difference Sunday in London for the Dolphins to come out of there with a win?
Yeah, I think it does, because it needs to prove the reason why he was a starting quarterback. And conversely, on the other side, you know, these last 3 weeks have felt really weird around the narrative around Tua, because obviously he wasn't playing, but every time they lost, you just heard more of this, oh, the Dolphins need to do something to that quarterback, they need to draft a quarterback, and it's like, guys, you know the guy you keep telling everyone to replace hasn't played in these three games that they had lost. Like, it was a weird misdirection of blame and anger over what was going on. So, I think for a number of reasons, for the legitimate reasons and the illegitimate reasons, he needs to come out there and prove why he was a starter, that he can move the offense downfield and not do the dink and dunk stuff, and that all the offseason work, you know, paid off. That he's going to be stronger. He's going to be more familiar with the offense. Now it's at that time where you hear the outside noise. Like, you have to show something, because there's a lot of teams in the NFL right now that don't need quarterbacks. I can't remember. I was going over the list the other day, and it just feels like, more so now than ever, more teams are set at quarterback than not. And so it's not a great QB draft if fans are going, let's go get a quarterback this year. No, he's got to prove he's got to be the guy, because he's probably going to be the guy unless they trade for someone for the next couple years.
And, Mike, not the production, because I'm with you 100%. You get your starting quarterback back, your production should go up offensively. What about the approach? Because I haven't seen a lot of RPOs with Jacoby, but with Tua, they're always doing it. Are they going to run a different offense than we've seen, the whole entire scheme of it, when Tua returns this Sunday?
You know, I think the concerted effort to move the ball downfield still has to be there, because that was still sort of the knock when Tua was the starter, even when he was winning games, that it wasn't, you know, very vertical. And now that I think they've seen that they're not going to be able to hang with teams if it's the dink and dunk stuff. Now, they may start that early, just to kind of get him back into the flow of the game. But I got to imagine that they go downfield a little bit. To me, Preston Williams is the guy who probably gives you a little bit more separation than Devontae Parker. Devontae Parker maybe just bodies people out. So you have to use your speed, guys. You have to use that speed vertically somehow, some way this week with Tua, and prove that not just Tua can do it, but whoever's running the offense, that they can move the ball downfield. It felt better last week in Tampa, even though the score doesn't necessarily show it, but the offense did look better there in that first half, especially getting Myles Gaskin involved.
Mike Cugno from CBS4 is with us. So play this out. If the Dolphins win Sunday, what does it mean? Conversely, if they lose Sunday, what does it mean?
Well, if they win Sunday, it means that they're still in this, because certainly the schedule plays to their favor. They'll have the Falcons coming in. You would have hoped to get that game against the Colts, because then you could have won 3 of 4. Obviously, you don't expect to win the game against the Bucs. But you still feel good about your chances. You still have to play the Bills one more time. But you get the Jets 2 more times. You get the Jets 2 more times.
Throttle it back, Cugno. You're driving people crazy on 95. It's like, CBS4 van is tailing me again. I don't know what's going on.
He's in the van.
He's got to be in the van, right? He's got to be in the CBS4 van.
No, this is my little trailblazer. It's not blazing many trails right now.
You ride on people's tails, though.
It's your tailblazer.
And then, Yeah, and then if they lose, obviously the questions about everything from the front office to the coaches is just going to ramp up again. Because if you lose to Urban Meyer and the Jags and all the struggles they have both on and off the field, that's a really, really bad look.
I was going to ask you, you know, to that point, is it panic time? Like if they lose, because we're 1-4, like that's not a great record, but it doesn't seem like they're panicking. Losing to the Jaguars and, you know, a team that hasn't won a game. Is that panic time if the Sunday doesn't go that way?
Yeah, about 1:30 p.m. on Sunday, we're going to know whether it's panic time or not.
Yeah.
Like if the Dolphins need to be able to handle, quote unquote, lesser competition. And I think it's fair to say that the Jags should be less, no disrespect to them, but just what's going on this year with that team and franchise, like the Dolphins need to win that game. It's hard to win the NFL, but you need to beat teams like the Jags who just have way too many issues going on around them.
I mean, if we come in here Monday, Crowder, and they have lost to the Jags and they're 1-5 and they've lost 5 games in a row and it was the defense that kept them in the first game that allowed them to win that game, I would imagine, what do you think, Mike? I would imagine every texter is going to say Chris Greer's got to go. Don't you think that's where the blame is going to be put in the first stop of the blame game?
Yeah, I think you're right. We kind of talked about this last time we spoke. You know, you're asking me, would it be Flores who catches the heat or the front office? And I think the front office at the end of the day taking at least the first blows, you know, from a PR standpoint, just because you wonder, okay, now are the players that they've been, you know, stacking up these last few years in this rebuild, are they panning out? And, you know, the coach is probably going to receive the last little bit of blame for that, although I'm sure he's involved in those discussions. But GM's probably top of the list as far as where fans will go with their anger.
And, Mike, well, if Xavier Howard's out, is that now – is Noah Igbinoghene going to play finally? Or is Trill Williams or, you know, Justin Coleman going to step in front of a first-round draft pick from 2 years ago?
Well, I mean, Justin Coleman's played this year, Trill Williams and Noah Igbinoghene. If I'm not mistaken, I think both those guys have been healthy scratches a few times this year. I know Noah has been. That's a great question. We talk about, you know, the rebuild and some of the talent they've been trying to stack up here in Miami. You look at Noah and you're wondering, you know, what could have been with that first pick right now, because obviously, you know, his progression's been a little bit slower than most, and yeah, he hasn't been a guy.
Think that was the understatement of the year. Guys inactive every week.
I'm just, you know, trying to give guys the benefit of the doubt here. But yeah, I mean, when you're healthy scratch, it's not a good sign.
His progression has been slower than most. That was the nicest way of saying this guy can't get on the field that I've ever heard.
Mike's nice.
He's going to make a very good husband when he marries his fiance.
You choose your words carefully.
Somebody says via text that beeping is a lie detector that's built into the van from CBS4 because they know you. he's got a slow progression. Beep, 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 beep. Mike, who has played really well for the Dolphins this season? Let's end on a positive note. Who has played really well for the Dolphins this season?
Well, I think Nick Needham has played well. I mean, it's probably not a guy that gets a lot of attention, but here's a guy that I believe was released once after a bad preseason game and then brought back in. He's continued to fight for a roster spot, and he's still here. And so they're obviously keeping around for a reason. I'm not saying he's the best player on the team, but if you got to give credit where credit is due. Mike Gesicki, I think when they get him the ball, he's at the moment, he's probably your best offensive weapon. And then defensively, you know what? I got to say this about Jalen Phillips, because I know there was a lot of questions about him going from third on the depth chart coming out of the preseason. Oh, did they miss on another guy? I think it's clear to say when he's on the line and he's rushing, this is a good pick. You know, we talk about Greg Rousseau having a really good start to his rookie year. Jalen has really settled in, I think, to his position and continues to settle in. And I think he's only going to get better. So I'm really happy to see that guy doing well.
What about the other Jalen? What would you grade him this season, Jalen Waddle?
I know it's not a fun answer, but incomplete. Yeah. I'm not sure they're still using him right. Like I still want to see him get vertical. We see these little examples of how when he gets a ball, he can make a guy miss and get you a few extra yards. But I want to see this guy moving downfield. Like they need a receiver that can stretch the field. And obviously with Fuller sideline, that's not there at the moment. So I really want to see him with the ball in his hands a little bit more, especially downfield and in the kicking game. Now I know the Bucks I think only punted once last week. So I'm excited to see him in the punt return as well.
Isn't that perplexing, Crowder? You saw the way he played at Alabama. Why wouldn't you use him that way? It is so perplexing to me.
Well, it reminds you of Jarvis Landry. Mm-hmm. Same thing. Like, why is he only running short routes? He can run. Let him run.
But Waddle, I think Waddle's faster than Landry, and I think you could even say the same thing about you know, Phillips, moving him to a linebacker, if you will. I think that's his official designation. Like, let the guy do what he got drafted for. You know, like, why do we know about Jalen Phillips? Because he had a bunch of sacks at Miami rushing the quarterback. You know, why do we learn about Jalen Waddle? Because he's out there catching deep balls from Mac Jones to Tua Tagovailoa and Jalen Hurts for 3 years. Like, like you drafted these guys for reasons. They were top of the draft boards on a lot of teams for these reasons. But then you got to use them for those reasons.
Yeah, what would you give Jalen Waddle, Crowder? Incomplete? I would as well, only because, I mean, like when he does get the ball in his hands, he does seem to be able to make something happen. But I feel like it's incomplete, not by his fault.
Oh, no, I would say the same. And it just makes me think, what if he was in a good offense?
Right.
What would he be in KC? Like,
right.
Every time I watch him catch the ball, I have to think about that.
Right. All right, Mike Cugno, you watch him on CBS4, Dolphins Weekly Live, and all that other hoo-ha. Have a great weekend, Mike. So what's the Dolphins Weekly Live? Are you guys even on this week? It's a 9:30 kickoff.
Oh, my God. 8:30 in the morning.
Hey,
on,
you're not going to get any sympathy out of Crowder. Crowder's on the air at 6 a.m. for the pregame show.
Want to jump on, Mike? 6:15?
I'll be up. You let me know, or you call me to wake me up. That way, at least I get to my job on time.
All right. Oh, 8:30 a.m.
By the way, I got to tell you something. This lets you know how like weird I am of a person. I got anxiety. Yesterday, you said, "Hey, come hang out with us, and you know, chill in the suite, and we'll hang out for a little bit before the Panther game." I walked over to your suite. And no one was in there, and I panicked. I got, like, cold sweats because I was like, someone's going to come in here and go, do you work for Odyssey? I'm like, no, and then I'm going to get arrested. And I just left.
So
I just left the arena from right there.
Is that an acceptable excuse, Solana? Because Solana was crushing you off the air, saying, you know, because we were talking off the air yesterday with you, Cugno, and you were talking about how Solana blew you off in Tampa. Solana was crushing you, saying that I invited you up to the suite, and you never showed up. Now that you know he had a little anxiety when he got there, Solana, is that all right?
I mean, how was Cugno up there and nobody else was up there? I mean,
that's a little suspect. That's a little suspect, too, because I had a bunch of people up there.
I went up there, and I went through that whole little area, like that whole like buffet area.
Yeah,
I walked through the suite. I walked in there, and I looked. I got in, and I knocked, opened the door, walked around. I was like, no one's in here. And someone's for sure going to be like, hey, is this yours? And I'm going to have no idea what to say. And so
you
could
have texted me.
Look like,
hey, I'm in the suite. Are you guys close by? I mean, we're, you know.
Just act important.
What did I say? Anxiety. Anxiety kicks in.
All right.
Socially awkward.
All right. I'm okay with it, but Solana's giving me a look. I don't think Solana's buying
it. I made an attempt. Solana didn't even text me back.
Yeah.
Can't even get a phone call.
I side with Cugno. Very fit.
Yeah, be big man in Solana?
I didn't.
He totally did. He totally did.
Wow.
He totally did. Yeah. Because they even had, it was like, hey, this time. And then Solana gave him this lame excuse yesterday at the arena. I fell asleep. Yeah. Okay, Jack. You fell asleep. There you go. All right, Mike Cugno. You'll see him with all his hoo-ha at 8:30 on CBS4. Thanks, Cugno.
I don't like that. I don't like that. All his hoo-ha.
It's a great career.
I got to explain to my bosses what my hoo-ha is now.
See you, Mike. There you go.
See you guys.
Mike Cugno. Don't tailgate anybody. All right, Mike Cugno there on a Dolphins Friday.
Unfortunately, this is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Shalom.
Hawk and Crowder.
So Football Friday. Saw this on Dolphins Wire at USA Today. ESPN's Field Yates says Dolphins should be relying on Myles Gaskin. And you know, I felt that same way after the Colts game, right? It was all Malcolm Brown, I think, in the Colts game. And then you started to see Gaskin a little bit in Tampa. But here's a little bit of what it says. The Dolphins haven't been able to get much going on the ground this year, despite having a trio of running backs at their disposal. Myles Gaskin, Malcolm Brown, and Salvon Ahmed have all played limited roles for the team to this point of the season, and it's resulted in them being dead last in rushing yards per game, 70.4. Last week, against one of the toughest fronts in the league, Gaskin was effective. He carried the ball just five times, but averaged 5 yards per carry, and then also brought in 10 receptions for 74 yards and 2 touchdowns. His flashes of ability have led many to question why he isn't being used to his full potential. ESPN's Field Yates shared those exact sentiments on his Fantasy Focus show. While the show generally is more fantasy relevant than NFL relevant, Yates makes some great points. Gaskin is rushing for 4.9 yards per carry, Brown 3.6, and Ahmed 1.9. To be a successful running back, you need to hit at least 4.0 in that statistic. Gaskin also provides the most upside in the passing game. 5 weeks into the season, the Dolphins need to start putting the ball in the hands of their most dynamic playmakers, and right now, Gaskin should be near the top of the list.
Yep. That's 100%.
I mean, you can't argue that, right?
No. And take some of the pressure off of your two quarterbacks that are struggling.
Right.
But I'm guessing they just cannot believe in the O-line. For them to run they limit the rushes that they've had. They can't believe that holes can be created with Gaskin going over 4 yards a carry.
But out of all three running backs, he's got to get the carries.
Yes.
He's got to get the carries. He's got to get the plays, even if you give up a little bit on pass protection.
That's
right.
It is.
Like, is it a fair trade-off? I mean, because we understand he's small. Malcolm Brown is not. Is it fair, though? You need him out there.
You need him out there as the playmaker. And also, Malcolm Brown's bigger. Hey, Myles, bust him in the knee. If one of these guys break through the line, you can't hit him up high, you're little. Throw your helmet into their kneecap, they're going to slow down. Like, there are small backs that can block. LaDainian Tomlinson wasn't no big dude. He could block because he tried to tear your ACL when you broke through the line. Come on now. You can make that happen. But Myles got to be on the field.
Yeah, I loved what Field Yates said there, because I just don't think that, you know, we saw, I mean, they force-fed us Malcolm Brown during that Indianapolis game, and we were like, where's Gaskin?
My stomach still hurts.
I can't even eat my Jello.
I can't even eat my Jello.
3 o'clock hour, we're going to have Lee Sterling, professional sports handicapper, bounce back week. I'm insisting on it from Lee Sterling, and we'll get to our Dolphins question of the day as well. And I want to play Goldie's call at the top of the hour, Solana. Goldie's call on the game winner on Bally Sports Florida last night, because it was excellent.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Yeah, giddy up.
Hawk and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.